Questions?
How did the scoring system work today? What do the offense need to do to get a point check?
It's set up depending on the drill, to be honest with you. So obviously in 3-on-2, it's a lot easier for the offense. So depending on how you do it, the offense can gain 1 point, defense can gain two. If it's 3rd and short, the offense gets only a point, but the defense gets more for a stop. If it's 3rd and long, I've had the system for a while. So it's just a way to make practice real a little bit more competitive and try to even out the balance. So sometimes it's a 1-to-2 ratio. Sometimes it's a 1-to-3 ratio. So.
First time we did it here,
yeah, because we hadn't been in pads, and we didn't do any of it in the OTAs because it's tough to judge when you don't have any pads on, you know what I mean? So, and again, we're still in most situations. We were thudding up in the first team period, but we're tagging off in the last ones. But you can make a good judgment call on whether they were going to make the play or not make the play. So, what's that? We're tackling now in the first period. We're just not taking them to the ground. So those guys are thudding them up and butting them up. So,
will you tackle them to the ground at some point, or is that something going
to? No, we won't. We got 4 preseason games for that. But they're hitting pretty good in when they get an opportunity. So, and the big thing with tackling is you want to be on your feet anyways. We don't want people diving. We want to be good form tackles. If they get an opportunity in the hole to butt them up, then, in that first team period we do every day, we're going to be doing that. So,
do you choose not to tackle to the ground because of the injury?
Yeah, and when you get guys on the ground, it's not really the two guys that get tackled. It's what's chasing it, and I think we're trying to keep everybody in every situation up. Obviously, if I'm blocking my guy and I'm trying to finish to the whistle, but then two guys in front of me fell, that's where the biggest thing occurs. It's the pile-ups. It's not really – most of the times it's not the tackle or the tackler. It's the rest of the guys coming through. And you get a lot of big bodies moving. There's a fine line of what we have to get done from a work standpoint, but we also know that, we got to get our guys to the game too. So it's a dance. Everybody's got to dance, but you want to make sure you get enough physicality in there in practice. And I think our guys are doing a good job right now, and they understand it. Our guys are being real competitive with each other, but they also know there's got to be a little bit of cooperation that goes on.
Chief, you've obviously dealt with a lot of injuries over your career and season-ending ones as well. What's your kind of reaction, and how do you approach injuries when you have one like Jeremy had, a guy you thought would be a starter and it's a season ender? How do you approach that?
Yeah. I think the first one's just a natural human reaction is sadness. You look at how much Jeremy's put into this and how much everybody on this team cares about him. He's a guy that's here every single day. Football's his life, and it's a hard thing, and it's tough. I'm a big guy that asks the question why all the time, like why do we do this, why do we do that? And in most situations, you got a rational answer. And then when a guy has a non-contact injury and just plants his foot in the ground, and it's kind of tough to rationalize. It's that's hard. And it's hard to put into words for him, and you feel for him because you could say when I was standing over him when he was down on the ground, he had gone through it before, and I think he knew, before they gave him any tests, I think Jeremy knew in his mind what it was, and I think that was the range of emotion he had. So, it's sadness, but then when you get back, you just got the reality of it is you got to get ready with the guys that are able to play and that are healthy to play, and so it's kind of like someone drop their shield in battle, and the other guy's got to pick it up and take up the slack for him. So, as a staff, we talk about, who else do we have right now. Obviously, you'd love to add guys, but I think with the numbers right now, you're not allowed to add. We were at 89. That's why we added one more. So you're kind of bound with what you got right now. So,
what has Riley Cooper shown you
I mean, it's not – our evaluation of Riley isn't, all of a sudden Mac's not here, so let's start looking at what Riley's doing. I've been watching Riley since I got here in January. So, he's a big physical player, and I think one of the attributes he has is that his size is a weapon for him. He catches the ball really well. He's an outstanding blocker. He's a real technician in terms of what he wants to get done. He's another guy that lives and breathes football and is here all the time. So, I think it's an opportunity for him to – kind of step up in even a more expanded role. But it wasn't like he wasn't going to have a big role in our offense anyways. I've been impressed with Riley since the day I got here. So,
in terms of Jeremy, he has a unique skill set. Do you change the offense with that out of it and adjust to the personnel that you have?
Yeah, we're not at that point, Zach. We're still doing the evaluation process. So it wasn't – we weren't into game plan mode where, hey, how are we going to get Mac the touches and how do you get D-Jack the touches? Where's LeSean coming in? How do the tight ends factor in and all that? So it's – with him being injured so early, I think it was the second practice for us. It wasn't one of those where, hey, let's throw this out. We're still in the insertion part of what we're doing offensively. So, we hadn't gotten to that point yet. So,
You talked to Nable about using 3 tight ends. You did some of that today.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's going to be, I don't how big of an offense it's going to be. But was that just a coincidence that happened to be today?
No, it was just being it was just being installed on day four. So, yeah.
And how do you like how that looks and how that works? And I mean, it seemed like Zach was doing a lot of stuff outside. He did that in Stanford. Is that?
Yeah, he's got. Zach has a little experience doing it. You know, Casey has a little experience being a move guy. If we were going to play a game today, I would say Brunt would be our tight end, and you know, our H-back type guy would be Case, and then our outside guy would be Zach. But that doesn't mean we can't line up with three tight ends right next to each other and have three on the line of scrimmage. You know, we ran one or two formations with those guys in today. It was just an introduction. And again, being day four for install, it's the first time we got that personnel group on the field. That had been done, you know, last June when we had put our installs together, what we're going to do in camp. So we'll continue to take a look and see where we're, you know, see how it evolves. You know, and like everything we're doing is it's got to be a personnel-driven deal. You know, let's play to their strengths. And as we keep finding out every single day when we get on the field, what do they do really well, and then how do we actuate that is really what we're trying to get done here.
Do you think wait till getting ready for the first preseason game to really install the stuff that you want to use? And when will that be?
Now, I think we have a unique situation, Howard, with the first preseason game, because a lot of times when you're getting into that game, you spend some time during the week going over what their looks are. But the unique thing is, you know, I talked to Bill this morning. We were on the phone for about an hour just going through practice. We don't have to install the Patriots look because we're going to face them in practice. So it's a little bit different first preseason game than normal. And the game plan aspect of it is really we're going to spend a couple days practicing against them and then go play a game on Friday. So, you know, the same guys that were going against each other on Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be going against each other on Friday night. So it's a little bit different from that standpoint.
But what went into that? I mean, it's just – you can play a game, yet you guys are going to know each other before you even get to the game.
Yeah.
It makes a difference in the preseason.
But I think it helps you, I think, from that standpoint, because you don't have to spend a lot of time having your players learn the Patriots' offense. The Patriots' offense is going to go against our defense, and our offense is going to go against the Patriots' defense. No, we're not playing them in the regular season. They're not in our – not only are they not in our division, but they're not in our conference. So, you know, the only opportunity to ever have to see them would be the last game of the year. So, I've known Coach for a while. I got a lot of respect for him, and I think it's a great situation for, I think, both teams. You know, he's done it in the past. I think he did it with the Tampa Bay and did it with the Saints, so he's got some familiarity. When I talked to him, familiarity with it, and when I talked to him at the combine a little bit about it, I thought it was a good idea. So
it sounds like you'll put a lot of weight into what you see in those preseason games, and usually the fourth one is a guy at time when guys rest their. Do you think you'll have to carry it out to the fourth one? You might play.
I hope not. You know, I really do. I mean, we'd like to get this done as soon as everybody else wants to get it done. But again, it's if you don't put people in live situations, it's tough to really see where they are. You know, and I know I made the statement and everybody gets a big kick out of it that a quarterback is like a teabag. But, you know, you're not going to find out what you get until that rush is live. You know, when guys are just kind of jogging up, they got a red jersey on and people can tag them. So, you know, it's a little bit different game, especially from the quarterback standpoint. And, you know, we'll see it. We'd like to get it done sooner, but again, we can't force it in terms of that, you know. But
doesn't that limit the evaluation, though, if you're –
No, because we're still evaluating now, but I'm talking about a final evaluation. You know, I mean, it's every single day we're out here looking at them in terms of what they can do and what they can't do and how are they picking up what we're doing. So it's an ongoing process. But I believe the component of them being in a live situation is a huge part of it. Is it the sole deciding part of it? No. Like, our decision won't be just made on how they perform in the first two preseason games. It'll be everything leading up to that with that included on it. You know, it's almost like you're in college and you take all your tests and then you got a final. You know, so you know your entire grade isn't on your final. Your entire grade's over the course of the semester, so to speak.
Beyond the evaluation part of it, though, isn't there something to be said for continuity? If you have one guy decided on early to build the offense around him, and guys continue to be out there with him as you get towards the regular season.
Yeah, there is, but I don't think it's fair to err on the side of continuity. From a continuity reason, we're going to name him. You know, is that the right thing to do? You know, and it's an ever-evolving game, and the one thing I do know about this is you better get two guys ready to go, you know, in this league and in any league. And I had the same situations in college. We're going to try to get two guys ready as soon as possible because the other guy's a chin strap away from having to go in the game. So in a lot of times, in whatever level you're in, whether it's college football or the NFL, quarterbacks go down, and you better have a second one ready to go. So, you know, I even if the decision is made after the first preseason game that this is our guy, it doesn't mean that the other guy's not going to get reps and the other guy's not going to get looks. So, you know, but again, I understand the continuity part of it, and it makes great sense. But I think that's in the ideal world, but it's not the ideal world. We're in a quarterback battle. There's some other teams in this league that are in quarterback battles. Would it be great to have one guy right now that we could name and we could ride, that'd be great. But that's not the situation.
Your five practices in, do you feel like you've seen some emergence in some major positions based on what you've seen here and then at that one?
Yeah, I think things are starting to, you know, guys are starting to pick up what we're doing, and I feel we're better in practice five than we were in practice one. You know, I think sometimes when you add new things like we have, you know, part of the install, those are the things that guys are making a little bit of mistakes on, and you know, it's just a matter of getting reps on those. But you know, the things that we've added and we continue to repeat, I think those guys, they've done a nice job with it. I'm pleased where we are at this point, but again, we're not even in the month of August yet. You know, we're still in July, so.
Are you quarterback? What did you think as you took in the Donovan press conference this morning?
I mean, just, you know, to be honest with you, the one thing that occurred to me when Donovan was up there is how quick things go. You know, I mean, it's amazing. You know, and you think about how short and a career is when you look at the lifespan of a human being is, you know, 79 to 80 or whatever the lifespan is, and in just a short amount of time, you know, I remember when he got drafted here. I remember when he was a rookie. I remember when he was playing at Syracuse. And all of a sudden, you're at his press conference for retirement, and you know, and just the guys who were here, B. Dot, you know, Westbrook. I mean, I coached against Brian when he was at Villanova, and I was at New Hampshire. And now all of a sudden, he's all done. They're retired. You know, it's hard, I think, to think of someone being retired, you know, when they're so young. But it was it's almost, you know, you better understand how special it is to get an opportunity to play at this level and to play at a high level for a really long time. And it was a neat thing to be a part of and a neat thing to watch. And
there's an update on Terry Williams and Willie Spann?
I don't have the exact day. You know, they're working at it and they're going through rehab and with those guys. I think Regis is getting better. He was in a boot, or not a boot. I mean, I think he was on crutches but he's moving around a little bit more. So we're just trying to get those guys back to where they get cleared by dues and the medical staff and get them out there. But hopefully it'll be soon. Yeah, I don't get any of that stuff till I go back inside.
When you have a player like Danny Watkins, former first rounder here, new staff comes in, you draft an offensive line with a fourth overall pick, and so, I mean, more than likely he'll be a starter on this team. How do you want a guy to approach that situation, being that he's probably kind of been nudged out of that starting role?
Who, Danny?
Danny, yeah.
I haven't nudged anybody out of anything.
Well, I mean, but if he's a number four overall. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to start, but definitely one guy that he has to kind of leapfrog now.
Nah, I just think with everything, Jeff, we've told everybody that it's your resume is what you show us right now. So line up. You know, if you came and you were picked at some point in time, that gives you no more precedent over someone else that was an undrafted free agent. And the best guys are going to get on the field. And it's been our mantra with everybody at every position. So, you know, you got to go out and earn it. And you know, are we excited about Lane and why did we select him at fours? We were really excited about him. But he's got to still go out here every single day and practice and prove our excitement right, so to speak. You know, and it's the same thing with Danny, is that, you know, everybody came in here, and I think one of the things they appreciate from all of us is y'all have a clean slate. You know, you get to show us every single day, you know, what you can do and where you belong in this thing. And I've, ever since I've coached, and I've heard this a long time ago, it's not my thing, but I don't set the depth chart, you guys do. And you do it every single day you go out on the field. You do it every single day you're in a meeting. You do it every single day that you're investing in yourself to show us what you can do. And then they understand that. You know, by the end of the day, you could ask them. You know, you met the depth chart. They know. They'll know who the five best offensive linemen are.
So. Is it more questions, guys? Is it easier to prepare a pro team than a college team like you've been doing because you have the actual games to watch at game speed where you didn't have that at Oregon?
I mean, part of that is yes. You know, you'd go into college games, you know, especially with some freshmen or redshirt freshmen that had never been in a game before. You know, so you never saw them under that setting. And no matter what you can manufacture on a practice field, it's totally different. I think there were a few of our guys that were, you know, just yesterday when we practiced in the stadium. You know, when you come out and all of a sudden there's 30,000 people out there, which was a great experience. I'm glad we did it. You know, it's almost like we got a chance to kind of go through that once before we go back there for our first preseason game. So that one, you know, when we play the Patriots, it won't be our first time running out onto the field with some fans in the stands. So it was I thought it was good for us. And it is different. You know, the one thing everybody has, you know, the positive is the experience. The negative is there's a chance to get somebody injured. So you're kind of on that fine line of we got to work really hard, but don't hit us hard. But we know they're going to hit us hard. We know we're going to hit them hard, and that's part of the game that I think we all understand. So
what are your impressions
from the safeties so far? I mean, it seems like you've got a pretty good competition going there as well.
We do, and I think that's one spot where we really have, you know, a couple of guys that it'll be an interesting battle, and it's. You know, I think Kenny came back healthy, you know, and is in the mix. You know, Kurt's played a lot of football here. You know, David Sims, who they traded for last year from Cleveland with the addition of Pat. You know, Nate Allen has been here for a long time. Colt Anderson has stepped his game up, and then we drafted Earl. You know, I think if you look at it from a competition standpoint, there's a lot of guys competing over there, and I think I know Billy's been rotating those guys a lot, trying to get them all different kinds of looks. So, you know, you've seen a lot of different combinations at the safety spot, just because I think we feel like we got six that are really competing pretty hard back there. So it's a matter of, you know, trying to get enough tape on them so you can make some evaluations. But I think that's a spot as we go through this thing and you start to get moving, there's going to be some difficult decisions that have to be made at the safety spot, to be honest with you.
Okay. What are your impressions of Brandon Boykin so far? And is it your preference to keep him in a slot role, or does he have potential to play outside?
He's got the potential to play both, you know, and I think that's what, you know, we're ideally looking for is we need to kind of, in our mind, figure out exactly who the corners are. But I think he's the one guy that we're using inside at nickel that can do some of those things. Whitley's another guy, and Poyer's the third that we're working through those positions. But, you know, Brandon's explosive. I thought he played really, really well yesterday. You know, I haven't seen today's film, but yesterday I thought he did a really nice job in the stadium. And you know, just one of those kind of showed up and he was making a play again, whether it was in special teams or whether it was in the team in the 7-on-7 situation. So, you know, I'm pleased where he is so far. But like everybody else, tomorrow we got a day off. We've been at this for 5 days. You know, kind of hit the reset button and then get back out here Wednesday. But I'm happy with where we are at this point in time. So.